Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We are, amen, certainly grateful to the Lord for bringing us back here yet again. Amen. He has brought us back yet again. Amen. And we're glad to be in the service. As the song says, one more time. Amen. We're glad to be here. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. And each amen in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God, because we know that, amen, in his presence is fullness of joy. And we're thanking the Lord on tonight, amen, as this Sabbath is closing. We pray that you took time today to spend a little time with the Lord. Glory to God, whether it was at the beginning of the day or the middle of the day or, glory to God, amen, early in the midnight hour before you went to bed, amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God, and we pray that you gave God, amen, some time on today, amen. Truly, God is good to us, people of God, and we owe him praise, glory to God, for he has created us. Glory to him, amen, as the scripture declares, let all the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Amen. He is infinite. He is all-powerful. People of God, glory to God. He is. Glory to God. He is the great I am. Amen. There's nothing that slips by him. There's nothing, glory to God, that happens by mistake. There's nothing that he does not see. And we thank God for his all-seeing eye. Amen. Glory to God. Going throughout the earth. Glory to God, beholding the good and the evil of men. Amen. We just thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, there's no searching. There's no turning. Amen. Oh, glory to God. No turning. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God, he's the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we give him thanks. We give him praise on today for just being a good God. Amen. Do you love him, people of God? Do you love him? Do you love him? Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. There's this little song that says, amen. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. I love him. I love him because of me. And he purchased my salvation way out on Calvary. Glory be to God. Amen. Do you love him on today? Glory to God. Do you love him more than yesterday? Amen. Do you love him more than an hour ago? Do you love him more than a minute ago? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. He paid a great, great price. He paid a great, great price for our salvation. Glory be to God. So we just bless him. We thank him. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Even as the scripture declares, in him we live and move and have our being. Amen. Glory to God, because he paid the great price, the ultimate price. Glory to God, the ultimate price. He died that we might live. Amen. So we just want to welcome you on tonight. We want to welcome you, each and every one of you. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God for you for coming in to be with us, each and every one of you. Glory to God, as our participants are continuing to come in, we thank God for you. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, because we realize that there's so much more, amen, Jesus, that you could be doing. Glory to God. But listen, people of God, you thought it not robbery to come and to be with us. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank him. We thank him on tonight. We thank you on tonight for coming to be with us, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, even as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come. Invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come on in. Tell them the Prayer News Network Global is live. Amen. Tell them that we're live. Glory to God. We want to tell them you want them to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know we're on the air. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know. Let them know, glory to God, that there's a blessing. Amen. For them. You're listening from, we thank God for you on tonight. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in with us on tonight. Glory be to God. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, again, from wherever you're calling from, wherever you're listening from, we just thank God for you. Whether you're listening, glory to God, amen, whether you called in to the broadcast or whether you're listening via radio, glory to God, or whether you are listening, amen, via our Facebook page, we just want to say welcome and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, each and every one of you. Thank you, amen, for coming to be with us. Glory to God, amen. For those that may not be able to dial in, glory to God, to the broadcast, amen, just jump on our Facebook page. Amen, Jesus, you can listen to the broadcast live even as we are broadcasting. Amen. We just thank God for technology. I tell you, amen, it is something else. Glory to God. Listen, and people of God, we're trying to maximize it to get this gospel out. Amen. Trying to get this gospel out. Amen. To someone. Amen. Glory be to God. To someone who may not know that Jesus loves them. To someone, glory to God. Amen. Who may be in a dark place. To say the word of hope. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And it's through the word of God. Amen. And we're thanking God for each and every one of you. Someone may be looking for healing on tonight. Glory to God. We're here to tell you, people of God, that whatever you need, God's got it. Amen. God's got what you need. Amen. Glory to God. And we are a body of believers. Glory to God. We believe God for the impossible. God has been doing some notable, notable things on this line. Amen. He has been healing, delivering, amen, setting free, restoring families, glory be to God, touching minds, glory to God, doing heart. Listen, he's doing heart surgery, glory to God, right here on the line, taking out the stony heart, glory to God, giving his people hearts of flesh, taking out, amen, that sin nature, glory to God, causing us now to walk in the newness of life, causing us to walk up right before him. Glory be to God. And people of God, he's doing it all by his spirit. Amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. For each of you. Amen. Again, go ahead and tell someone about the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We welcome, amen, in particular, we always like to acknowledge, amen, the countries, amen, just a few. U.S., amen, every state, glory be to God. We thank God for you, amen. We thank God for our listeners, amen, again, in other countries. Glory be to God, amen. Thank God for Canada. Thank God for Bermuda. Thank God on tonight for China. We're thanking the Lord tonight for Spain. Thanking God tonight for France. Glory be to God for Uganda. We thank God for you. We thank God on tonight for Africa. Glory be to God. Nigeria, amen. West Africa. We thank God for you on tonight, amen, that you're listening in. We thank God, glory be to God, for each and every one of you, amen, from Nassau, Bahamas, for those that are listening from Jamaica. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, we're praying. Glory to God, even, amen, in the midst of the storm, amen, glory to God, we're praying the covering of God, amen. Glory be to God, the covering of God to cover his people, amen, Jesus, even, amen, at this time, amen. But we thank God for each of you, amen. Again, we just like to always just mention just a few of the countries, amen, that are listening. Glory to God, amen. We just thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, those of you that are, again, that have tuned in, glory to God, via our Facebook page, we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for telling someone. Thank you for telling someone about the line. Glory to God, telling someone about the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. We just thank God for you, for you, for you, for you. Amen, Jesus. We always have newcomers to the line. So we always want to let you know that this is a recorded line, people of God, and you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. We'll give you two numbers whereby you can text us and let us know that you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, this tonight's broadcast or any of the broadcasts. Amen. Any of the previous broadcasts. Amen. You can certainly get a copy. You can certainly get a copy. It's absolutely free. People of God, it doesn't cost you anything. Amen. We're giving it, amen, unto you, glory to God, so that you can bless someone else. Amen. As we always say, glory to God, the word that you send may be the very word that saves someone's life. Amen. Glory to God. So it's just a click and a send, amen, on your phone. You'll get that link. We'll send you the link directly to your phone. All you got to do is copy it and paste it. Send it out to a couple of groups, amen. Send it out to a couple of groups, amen, or to a couple of people as the Lord will lead. Send them out, amen, Jesus, so that someone else can hear. Glory be to God. You just never know, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We're hearing accounts where, amen, people are listening. Glory to God in these broadcasts. Glory to God. They don't all come forth, amen, because, glory to God, so many people are listening after the broadcast, amen, and that's why we want you to send it, because when they need to hear it, when the Holy Ghost has a divine time for them to listen to the broadcast, glory be to God, that's the time, amen, that he will minister to them. So we thank God for you again. So many of you are sending out those broadcasts, and we thank God because we do receive notification of broadcasts that are open, that are opening, that are being opened, amen, off broadcast hours. So we thank God for you for sending, amen. Glory be to God. Just send it, glory to God, and the word will do the work, amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight, thanking him for our leaders, amen, thanking the Lord for he's the head of this line. Glory be to God, amen. We thank God, amen. Surely we have been on a journey, glory to God, but it has been a journey worth going, amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, that he's leading, guiding, and directing us, glory to God. And we bless the Lord for that. We bless the Lord for his leading and guiding, glory be to God. Many of you know, amen, that, amen, this line, this work dropped, amen, in the midst, right at the beginning of the pandemic. Glory be to God, and we thank the Lord, amen, that we're continuing on. As the Lord would lead us, we're continuing on. Glory be to God, amen. So many people, the numbers fluctuate of participants, but people, amen, are able to join. People are able to get on so many different ways. Glory to God. Some we can count, some we can't count, but we just thank God for you. We thank God for you for being in the number, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord for him and for, amen, the first family, Mother Carrie James. Thanking God for her. Amen. Continuing, amen, to pray for them, lifting them before the Lord. Glory to God. Just thanking God on tonight. Amen. For Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Glory be to God. Amen. He's our senior apostle. Glory to God out of Trinidad. And thanking God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God for Lady. Amen. Glory be to God. Lady Huggins. Amen. The family there, the church family there. Thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen. For Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen, Jesus. And for Lady Tina there. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. set there in Gainesville. Amen. We thank God for them. Amen. And also thanking God for my pastor, amen, Apostle Taylor and Mother Taylor. Good God for the Georgia jurisdiction pastors. Amen, Jesus. Good for all of the leaders. Amen. Every leader. Amen. Glory to God that's represented, that makes up the body of Christ. We thank God for them. We thank God for your leaders tonight. We thank God for each and every one. Amen. So many leaders come just to sit in, just to be a part. Amen. And we thank God for you. Thank God for, amen, coming to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. We also want to thank God tonight for our PNN advisors. Amen, Jesus, a fine group of men and women of God that love God, amen, that are availing their hands, that are availing their, glory be to God, their all to keep this work going forward, amen. So we thank God for each of them on tonight, each of our advisors, glory to God, those that are helping, thanking God for our PNN prayer warriors, amen, glory to God for the work that he's doing, amen, the work that he's started, he's begun in each of our lives, and for the work that he's begun in your life, people of God. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. We thank God, amen, that even at the beginning of the broadcast, amen, the Lord would, as the Lord would have it, amen, we began recording all of our broadcasts. Glory be to God, each and every one, not knowing why, amen, Jesus, but a time such as this, amen. Glory be to God when the churches, amen, are the schedules are beginning to, amen, beginning to go, the churches are beginning to get back on schedule. Glory be to God, and a lot of the speakers, amen, that come to the line, of course, you know that they themselves have churches, other ministries. Glory to God, them traveling, amen, glory be to God, amen, just a plethora of things, amen, that they are involved in. But I thank God, amen, that during the pandemic, the Lord had them set and he had them still, amen, for such a time as this, glory to God, that we could continue this work, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, amen. Technology. So we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, that we are, glory to God, tonight we will have a replay, amen, Jesus. We can go way back. We've been here 400 and something days, glory to God. We can go way, way, way back, amen, glory to God, to whatever, however the Lord will deliver, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we do want you to, amen, go ahead and again get your pencil and paper, amen. And this is the beauty, amen, of recording, glory to God, because several of you, amen, Jesus, were perhaps not, amen, at a particular recording, amen, Jesus. But we thank God, amen, that the word of the Lord, amen, is now, amen. The word of the Lord is right now. Glory to God. Whenever the word comes, it's speaking to the right now, to the present. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord that his word can do that. Amen. Glory to God. Words that he has spoken way back. Amen. In Genesis. Glory be to God. All the way to Revelation, the prophetic. Amen. Word of God. People of God, it works in the now. It works in the present. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. We're not going to hold you, people of God, because we do realize, again, that the local assemblies are back in force now, back on schedule. Glory be to God. But tonight, people of God, amen, we want to, amen, we do want to sanctify the line on tonight. Again, go ahead and tell someone, glory be to God, about the Prayer News Network. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we want to be cognizant of your time. Amen, Jesus, as we forestated, glory to God, we do have a pre-recorded message on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, people of God, amen, we want you to bring your hearts in on tonight. Glory to God. Bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. As we begin to give God thanks, as we begin to give him praise, amen, for his goodness, for his glory, amen, on tonight, amen. Go ahead and bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The recording has started.
Glory. I thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God. Let's in praise on tonight. Glory to God. Just begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Begin to thank him on tonight for his goodness. Begin to thank him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For his grace unto you. Glory be to God. Come on and thank him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For only you know. Hallelujah. What he's done for you. Hallelujah. Only you know. Glory God. Hallelujah. Of his goodness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the psalmist says, amen. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, glory be to God. My heart, higher, glory to God. My heart cries out. My soul cries out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Higher. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. Father, we bless you on tonight for being a good God. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight, for truly you're worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the praise. You're worthy, glory be to God, to be exalted. You're worthy on tonight. Glory be to God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name on tonight. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah. Glory to God. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give you thanks. It wouldn't be enough to give you praise. But, Father, we're coming on tonight. We're coming with uplifted hands. We're coming, oh, God, in humble submission. We're coming on tonight, glory be to God, with bowed down hearts, oh, God. Glory to God, coming before your throne of grace. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you on this night, in this hour, we're asking that you will look upon us, oh God. Look upon each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us tonight, glory to God. Look upon us, glory be to God. We're asking you tonight, we're asking you to forgive sin on tonight. Father, if we've sinned in any way, if we've missed you in any way, Father, we're asking that you forgive us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you this night, glory be to God, we're asking you this night to create in us a clean heart, renew within us a right spirit, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Look upon us, each and every one tonight. Look upon the altars of our heart, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, and should there be anything within us, any wayward way, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, we're asking, oh God, that you would take it out. We're asking that you would sanctify us. We're asking on tonight. We're asking that you would purge us this night, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to look upon our hearts, look upon our minds on tonight. Father, but you are the regulator. You are the regulator. You're able. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're able to, glory be to God, to take out the stony heart. You're able on tonight to shine light in darkness. Glory be to God in the darkness of our minds. Glory be to God. We shall cause your light to shine. Shine upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Shine upon us, glory to God, in the very recesses of our minds. Glory be to God. That way, that situation, that circumstance, oh God, that stands between us and thee. We're asking you tonight, oh God, oh tonight. Touch on tonight. Touch bodies on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Touch his glory to God. Touch and heal tonight. Touch and set free on tonight. Touch and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Father, do it tonight. Father, do a new thing. Do a new thing on tonight. Let us not leave this mind. Glory to God. Let us not leave the same in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're asking you tonight. Father, make us, oh God, make us anew. Make us anew on tonight. Glory be to God. Call us on tonight to be crowned in your righteousness. Call us on tonight to be crowned in your glory. Call us on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, Gahaya. Oh, Moshekana Bahaya. In the precious name. In the precious name. In the precious name, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, make every crooked place straight in the name Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we're asking you to do it, Messiah. We're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to move by your spirit, move by your anointing, move by your fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look upon every situation. Look upon every person upon this line. What concerns us truly concerns you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, Amoshea, in the name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, for giving us victory. For giving us victory on tonight in every situation, in every circumstance. We thank you on tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for victory. We thank you for moving. Thank you for breathing upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God. We thank you on tonight, for you caused us, oh God, to sit in heavenly places. And we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you, glory to God. We thank you on tonight for changing our perspective, for changing, oh God, our introspective. Oh God, our introspective on the night. Oh Father, we thank you tonight for causing us to look out of the emotion, to look out of your eyes, oh God, to call those things that be not as though they were. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking your glory to God for moving in situations, every circumstance. Oh God, cause our faith to be quickened. Cause us to be quickened on tonight. Oh God, whenever. Oh God, how oh God, whatever the situation on the night, glory be to God, whatever the situation on the night, cause our faith to be quickened. Oh God, whether it's salvation, salvation, oh God, for ourselves, salvation for our loved ones, salvation for our children, salvation for our community, salvation for our government, salvation on tonight. Hey God, for our families, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you for deliverance on tonight. Father, we thank you, your glory to God. He called up Osha. We thank you on tonight. He called up Osha. Woo, glory up, oh God. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you for making every crooked place straight, every place, oh God, that the enemy seeks to conceal. But we're thanking you on tonight, for you redeem, oh God, from the hand and the path and the plan of the enemy. We thank you on tonight for redemption. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for you praise the grabba. You haya na Moshe. Oh Father, you pray Yamosha. Oh God, you paid the great price on Calvary. We thank you, oh God, that you paid the great price. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise that we could be free, that we are free. God, and for whom you set free is free indeed. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your divine plan. Thank you for your divine purpose on tonight. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for the shaking, oh God. Shatta. Thank you on tonight for the shaking. Oh, God, on tonight, we thank you. We thank you on tonight. We honor you. We glorify you. glorify you. We magnify your matchless name. We thank you tonight. We thank you for victory. We thank you for victory in every situation, in every circumstance. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking your glory to God again for causing us to sit in heavenly places. We're thanking you on tonight, Father, and we declare we will not come down. We thank you tonight for the work that you've begun in each and every one of our lives. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for rectifying. We thank you on this night. Glory to God. We're thanking you for causing your glory to be revealed. We thank you on this night. Okay. We thank you on tonight. Oh God, for your great outpouring, for your precious Holy Ghost, that you're yet reigning in the earth. You're yet reigning. Oh God, even to now, you're yet reigning. You're yet filling your. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. We give you glory. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you, oh God, for it already done. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, now in this hour, we're asking, oh God, that you will bless. We ask that you will bless your people. Cause your glory to fall upon us. Cause your glory to rest upon us. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless, oh God, bless your speaker on tonight. Bless, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Wherever she be, we ask that you bless tonight. We ask that you bless. On this night, bless Hayabahosha. Bless on this night. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we give you all the glory. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. 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 Amen, people of God. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord again on tonight. Amen, Jesus, we bless him, we bless him, we bless him. Glory to God, we bless him, hallelujah. Had it not been the Lord on our side, glory to God, where would we be? Where would we be, people? But we thank God on tonight. Amen, we thank him yet again. Amen, we do glorify him, magnify him for his goodness, again for his grace on tonight. And as we mentioned, glory be to God. We thank God for technology. We thank God for technology, people, God. Amen. And that God has, that the Lord has enabled us, amen, to record. Amen. Glory be to God to record on, amen, our messages. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we do have, amen, Jesus, a pre-recorded, amen, broadcast on tonight. Glory to God, we do ask that you get your pencil, your papers ready. Glory be to God, amen, because as we stated, amen, the word is in the now. Amen. Glory be to God again, people of God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we are, amen, going back to, amen, glory be to God, poor St. Joe, Florida, by way of Tallahassee, Florida. Amen, Jesus, this woman of God came. Amen, and blessed us. Amen, she blessed us real good. Amen, and we thank God for her. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Again, she's a woman of God. She's a praying woman of God. Amen, she's a preaching, teaching woman of God. Amen, that travels extensively throughout the world. Amen, and we thank God that during the pandemic, amen, the Lord would have it. Amen, that she came, glory to God, and blessed us immensely. Glory be to God. By way of, people of God, by the body of Christ, Jesus Church, amen, Jesus, we are so grateful, amen, on tonight, glory be to God, to have with us, amen, Pastor Wilhelmina Williams, glory be to God. Will you help me receive her on tonight? Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you all tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For amen. Once again, we give God praise for his people. Thank God for everyone that, amen, is tuning in and understand that it's crucial in our world that, amen, we come together, amen, to give God glory and praise and honor. Amen. And this is one way, amen, that the enemy, amen, just don't like. When the saints of God can communicate, amen, through the airways, amen, on phone, by radio, it doesn't matter. It's a blessing when we can come together. I praise God, amen, for God doing what he's doing in the midst of the Prayer News Network because, amen, this is, amen, so important that the word of the Lord, amen, be proclaimed and the people of God stay in tune in prayer. And I just thank God, amen, for another opportunity just to, amen, share and say something for the Lord because my testimony is he saved me, he sanctified me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And so my heart is glad, amen, to give glory to him at any time, amen. So God is our great King and the God that has to be worshiped and praised, amen. And I do thank God, amen, for the people of God. There's got to be a people in this hour that's got to present themselves. And I want to take you to the book of Isaiah 41. Just want to read some verses from this, amen, from this passage because, amen, I believe with all my heart God will help his people if his people, amen, stay in covenant relationship with him. There's too many, amen, going aside from him. But God is calling the church to come forth. Amen. Draw nigh to God so God can draw nigh to us. Amen. It is true, amen, that the enemy wants to take the people of God out. But greater is he that's within us than he that's in the world. I have a testimony that God is a keeper if you want to be kept. Amen. I'm not kept against my will. I have a testimony that he's real in my soul. When he forgave me for my sins, I thought, amen, that, amen, myself was too heavy for God. But after getting saved and sanctified and having a relationship with him, I realized, amen, the closer I get to him, more he opposes to me. And so in the book of Isaiah, if you will, the 41st chapter, and going to read a few verses of scripture. I appreciate God, amen, for God, amen, woman servant, amen, praise God, amen. I thank God for this woman of God who, amen, is taking the time out to, amen, pull the saints together, amen. I say this woman is so great. I always say, Sister Nan, she just do something. Amen. To me, just to hear a voice is always that gladness and that, amen, that ready. I appreciate God for women and men of God who are always on the front line saying, I'm ready, God, whatever you want to do. So God bless you. Amen. Want to read?
God bless you.
I will. Amen. So it says, either I prophet that he was, he realized all the time that God was trying to get a message to Israel. Oftentimes, as a people, they ignored God. And if they didn't ignore him, amen, praise God, amen, praise God, stop following the instruction. Because when you don't follow God's instruction, that means you ignoring God. So in this word of the Lord, amen, in Isaiah 41, it says the very first verse, that keep silent before me, O island, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near, let them speak. Let us come near. Let them, then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust of his sword and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed them safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who have wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am he. The owl saw it and feared, and the end of the earth was afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. I want to skip to the 17th verse that says, when the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue filleth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. Amen. And I want to say this to every believer and those that don't know God. We have to stay in covenant relationship. And that means, amen, we got to always present ourselves before God. When this scripture said, keep silent before me, O island, it said, let the people renew their strength to judgment. This is a call for the people of God, amen, to say, Lord, we need strength. One of the things of coming together, even on this air, amen, we've got to say, God, renew our strength. We're in a crucial time in our world, but more importantly, we cannot lose our covenant relationship. We got to draw near to God. We got to say, renew our strength, God. And as we come near together, amen, let us understand that it's by his power. I'm trying to find out, is anybody understanding who the Holy Ghost is? And do they have the Holy Ghost? He, the Spirit of truth. Because when he comes, he's going to reprove the world, amen, of judgment and of sin and of righteousness. So when we come together, let's come together and understand that the judgment of God is not always destruction for the people of God, but is an awakening for us, the people of God. For the wicked is judgment. For us, God is judging us so that we will be alert, that we will always remember our covenant relationship is better than anything. Don't you go to church and don't you be a part of the church and you are not in covenant relationship with God, because that's where our strength comes from. Renew thy strength. Let the people come and renew their strength. Why? Because in this hour, we're going to need the strength of God. We can't go on our head knowledge. We can't go on intellect. We can't go on education, amen, alone. That helps you to understand God. But yet and still, you got to have the Spirit of God. You got to be in covenant relationship with him so that we continue to pour our hearts out to him. We need God now more than ever, because guess what? These are the last days, and there is a perilous time. They're here. You know, men have become lovers of themselves. They headed, they high-minded, they boastful, they pride, they disobedient parents, they truth breakers, they false accusers. These are things that we're seeing now, and I'm afraid that preachers scared to tell folks this ain't right. But let me tell you something. We in the hour that we got to draw near to God. And let us come near together, amen, to judgment. Let us come and say, God, judge our heart. Search me. Try me. If there's anything in me that's not like you, take it out. I don't think people in this hour, many believers, don't like, amen, to have the spotlight shine on them to say, this is what's wrong with me. We start admitting what is wrong so that when the Lord come back for us, we'll be ready. There's no sin entering in. I'm afraid that preachers scared to talk about sin. We done made this thing like ice cream and cake, and we forgot that you warn people that God is holy. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He said, amen, follow peace with all men. Holiness without no man shall see God. I'm afraid that too many of us have been silent when it comes to the righteousness of God, when it comes to the judgment of God. The Bible tells us that the judgment must first begin at the house of God, where he's going to deal with us. But he's telling us, amen, let's renew our strength. Now that we in this crucial world, in this crucial time in our world, let us come near and renew our strength. Examine to see all of these things that's happening. God, do I have anything to do with this? God, this thing that is happening in our world, Lord, have we stepped out of the way? Because see, what happened is we stepped out of the way of God. And so many times we know as believers that God would send another nation to chastise them, send another nation to get them back in line, send another nation to take them in bondage or in captivity just to get them awakened, to get back to God, to get their strength back, to renew their life with God. Could it be in America? Hallelujah. Could it be in this hour? Could it be at this time in our church world? Are we at the crossroad of God saying, I want you to get it right because you walked away from me? Could it be that we ever call some of these things that church people, nobody don't want to talk about it, but since I'm here tonight and y'all giving me this grace, I'm going to say it. Could it be that, amen, we're the cause of some of this stuff that has crept in the church because preachers won't cry loud or spare not? Could it be that we're the people who have, amen, paid a death debt to righteous, amen, instruction from God and said, do what you want to do. It's your thing. We don't see a thing. So here we are in a world where it's chaos and it's, amen, praise God, perilous time. Could we be a part of the problem? So if it's a possibility, but we can do as believers, say, Lord, renew our strength. Amen. Let the owls keep silent. Don't listen to the noise. Let's get in the face of God. Because God will raise people, amen, to serve him. But if that people stray away from God, God will raise up somebody to get that people back in line, chastise that people, reprove that people, or correct that people. The love of God, it, see, the Bible says every son he loves, he chastens. And when he chastens the son, can I tell you, he scourges that son. It ain't because he don't love him. He just got to clean him up. Mm-hmm. And I do believe with all my heart, if the righteous people allow God to do what he want to do, even if the sword comes to the land, but if the preacher, the man of God, the woman of God, the intercessors, the prayer warriors will get upon their watch, I believe God, amen, will spare, amen, praise God, the sword. I believe God, amen, praise God, will, amen, praise God, even, amen, cause things to stop. And I do believe, listen, God will let us pass by safely. So you got to understand, amen, when God is in pursuit of a people and God want a people to serve him, he will give us chance to come to him. But at some point, if we don't, God will move in a way just to get our feet back in the right path. Mm-hmm. I do believe with all my heart. I told this because now folks are saying, what is God saying in this pandemic? What is God saying? All these things are happening. He said, return to me with your whole heart. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, well, I don't understand what is happening. I understand that these are the signs of the last day, and the church position is prayer. The church position is, Lord, renew our strength again. And this is what, because you know why? Keep that of God, because he's the one that can help us. He's the one that's going to bring deliverance. He said, who have wrought and done it according to the generation from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I'm he. He said, now who you think have sent judgment on the earth? Who you think, amen, has caused, amen, one to rise up, amen, and take rule, amen, praise God, and then, amen, execute judgment? He said, I allow that. Come on. Somebody don't understand. Amen. They want to put all the work on the devil, but God is in control of all things. Mm-hmm. He got the power. He got the, amen, the strength, amen, to win any battle. And we understand in this book of Isaiah, Isaiah was speaking of Cyrus the king, amen, of Persia, when, amen, Israel were under the rule of Nebuchadnezzar, and God let them catch him, and Nebuchadnezzar got all up and high lifted up, and God had to bring him in. But before that, he had them under captivity. But God raised up Cyrus, the king of Persia, who wasn't a Jew by, amen, birth, but God said, I'm going to use this hand to deliver my people. And so now I believe if the saints, that the people of God renew their strength, if we come forward, God's going to bring some deliverance. I come to tell you tonight, deliverance is coming for the church. Nobody don't need to be discouraged about God. What you need to be encouraged about God, because God is our helper. He said, the owl saw it and feared, and the end of the earth was afraid and drew near and came. Listen, it don't care how devastating it get. It doesn't matter how bad it looks. If we come to God and draw near to him, he'll help us. Not only would he help us, he would deliver us. Not only would he deliver us, even bring God, he'll sit us in a peaceful time in our life. I believe with all my heart, the church of being believers, the blood washed, the sanctified, amen, hallelujah, the renewed strength of God that's in his people is going to cause, amen, this generation to rise up in righteousness. This is what God, I feel like God is allowing so much to happen to shake, amen, our world. I believe God is allowing so much to happen to get the church, amen. We many have lost their position. Many have lost their way. I know it don't sound like a good message. It may even sound gloomy to somebody, but this is a message from God, mm-hmm. that the church got to, amen, draw near. That's what the people are saying. Let the people renew their strength. Where are those who want to renew their strength? I've been saved 43 years, but guess what? I need some renewed strength. Come on. I love God with all my heart, but I need some renewed strength. I understand, amen, praise God, that we as the people of God got to go through many trials and tribulations. And sometimes when people start going through tribulation, they lose courage. They forget that God can. They sometimes get, amen, sidetracked. Sometimes they get unfocused, and they forget all these trouble is to draw you closer to God. There's nothing that come on the face of the earth, a thing that happened that God want us to fall away from here. And I understand in this hour that we're not able to gather as we have in time past for the most part. But let me tell you something. This is not, amen, the avenue or the time for you to backslide from God. And like the pandemic, amen, kill God. Because guess what? God is the spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. So we just say, if you ain't in the house of God, you be somewhere seeking God. Because this is what God called it for. And this is a wake-up call. Let us, amen, renew our strength. No matter what, amen. Because when God, amen, begins to let things happen, amen, it's God that's calling the generation, amen, to return to him. He's calling us to prayer. And this is so wonderful, because what I love about the Prayer News Network is that, amen, praise God, there's a continuation. This thing ain't stopped. Somebody understand God is calling us, amen, so that we will pray and that he will help us. He said they helped everyone, his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of the messenger. Tell the people to be of good courage. We in a pandemic, but our God ain't in a pandemic. Listen, we in troubled times, but our God know how to work our troubles. Said many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of all. I want to tell the church that God deliver us out of all of them. I don't care what you're facing, what you're seeing, amen, what's going to come. Amen, there's some other things coming. Y'all think, amen, amen, praise God, the COVID is the thing. No. And there's some other things coming on the first day. The Bible says men's heart will fail them for the things they see and coming on the earth. But it's, amen, a sure sign for the believer to ask God for help. It's a sure sign for the believer. Let's come together, amen, praise God, and say, Lord, strengthen us. Lord, give us strength. Renew our strength. Why? Because God is a God. Say, I'm there. I won't leave you, nor will I forsake you. The 10th verse says, fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He's saying, don't you worry about what's happening. Don't you worry about what's taking place. I'm the God that, amen, you don't have to feel what's happening. Don't you be dismayed. Don't you be discouraged. It's because I will strengthen thee. I want that kind of God on my side that will strengthen me. I'm telling God, strengthen me. Don't let me lose my spiritual eye to see what time it is. God, don't let me sleep in dangerous times. Amen. I appreciate God for real men and women of God who are, amen, sounding an alarm. Amen. There's got to be somebody that said, God, bring us to that place where you have us to be. It's got to be somebody that's keeping, amen, the prayers going. Amen. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that these people is, amen, able to see that prayer is going to be key. If we got to do it on the phone, wherever we got to do it, let's keep it up. Because God wants us to understand that he will strengthen us. See, he will help us. He will deliver us. He'll be there. He's a God. He said, don't fear. Mm-hmm. If you, amen, praise God, love me, I will hold your right hand and I will help you. This is good news that God will help his people. He said, now listen, you ain't got to be ashamed or confounded, because them that bother you, I make them shame and confound. Them that, amen, is trying to overtake you, all I need you to do is seek me. I need you to hold fast. I need you to understand I'm your help. And this is what God was saying to Israel as a people. Amen. Last day church, he's saying it to us. He didn't change the message. When Jesus came, he came, amen, with love. When Jesus came, amen, praise God, he came with righteousness. And that's what God is calling the church into righteousness. Mm-hmm. God calling us to holiness. God is telling us, I'm going to help you. Yes, this is a crucial time, but I'm going to help you. Yeah, you're going to have to come, amen, and present yourself. You got to get the noise out. There's so many things, so many voices out here people are listening to, but people of God, mm-hmm. We got to, as people of God, we got to continue to seek the face of God. People of God, we got to continue to, amen, praise God, reach out to God, reach out for the Lord. I do know this with all my heart, amen, as the word of the Lord said. He said, listen, don't fear. I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. I'm thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will hold thee up with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, let's explore God's righteousness, because it ain't this stuff that you're seeing now. The righteousness of God, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God, is the very essence of who God is. Amen, he can't sin. He cannot lie. He's a righteous God. Come on. Amen, praise God. His judgment is truth. The Bible says, amen, his judgment is truth. He's a God of righteousness. So he can't do no evil. He can't do no wrong. Somebody say, oh, he's the creator of evil and good. Tell you, amen, he's the creator of all things. But I'm going to know, amen, it's the choices that people make. Amen, praise God. That's why he said, I set before you good and evil. You choose. Come on. That's what Joshua told Israel. Said, now, amen, praise God. Now, today, choose who you're going to serve. You're going to serve God, serve God. Elijah told him, said, how long you going to be halt between two opinions? If you're going to serve God, serve God. If you're going to serve Baal, then you go ahead and serve Baal. There's a choice to make, because this God God is a righteous God. This God is a holy God. And the people of God got to understand that he's calling for us. Amen. Praise God, to get the noise out of our ears. Amen. Praise God, and come near to him and say, God, we need your help. Renew our strength. And he's telling us, don't fear. I'm going to help you. Don't fear. Keep seeking my face. Keep praying. Say, well, when this thing going to change? God knows when it's going to change, but you're going to have to keep praying because he's strength. Amen. Praise God. We don't know what we got to face in next year or the next few months that we're looking at. All we can do is pray, amen, and trust the God who, amen, is a righteous God. And he, amen, will rescue his righteous people. As the scripture said, the 17th verse, it said, the poor and the needy seek water, and their tongue, faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Here's what God said. Now, to every believer today, if we're poor and needy, spiritually or even physically, if we're poor and needy and we need water, we don't have to worry if it looks like we're about to faint. Amen. Praise God, from being dry. Come on, you need to ask God, water my dry places. Amen. That's a prayer to pray if you're feeling thirsty. Lord, amen, water my dry places. There's a lot of people in a dry spell now. Amen. But this is not the time to back up from God because we're in a pandemic. This is not the time to say God ain't able because he healed the sick and he raised the dead. I need the church to understand that God is calling us, amen, in prayer so that we can say, Lord, help us. God, water us. God fix us. And then the Bible say, he said, I'm going to hear you. I hear them. Mm-hmm. I won't forsake them. God don't forsake his people. I tell people all the time, God don't walk away from us. Mm-hmm. We walk away from him. Most of the time, amen, when people start backsliding, they less church, less prayer, less word. It ain't God. God didn't move, you move. Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. And when God, amen, said, I'm married to you, listen, amen, a married man, amen, and a married woman, amen, they concern should be committed to each other. They should be committed to the union. They should be committed to the vows that they made. We, the people of God, his chosen people, should be committed to him, committed to what we say. Lord, I'm going with you all the way until somebody step on my toe, until somebody hurt my feeling, until my cheering make me cry. Listen, all of these things is life. I was telling somebody this morning, amen, as taking my walk, amen, and I in the neighborhood, and I was on the phone. I was listening to music at first, but then I got a call. And so I began to talk, and they just began to run, just talk. I said, one of the things is, in life, sometimes we carry stuff too long. You saying it's like we love, you know, some people love drama. Amen. That's why they like TV the way they like, because they love drama. That's fake stuff. Listen, let me tell you something. I said at some point in life, when you get a certain age, when you in your teens and get in the 20s, then you think you got all the things. So now you got a little bit of age or a little responsibility, you might be doing okay. And when people, amen, get in their 30s, my God, they think they're swinging off the chandelier. But let me tell you something. By the time I told that person, I said, by the time you get 40, you ought to have some good sense how to start making decisions that's going to help your situation. And then when you in a real fiery trial, you in some kind of circumstance that you have no control of, at some point you need to say, listen, I'm going to leave that over there. Amen. Praise God. Visit that later because I can't do nothing with it. Some stuff you ain't going to change. Just change your attitude. Mm-hmm. While you praying for everybody to change, sometimes God don't change the people. He just change your perception, how you take it. And I'm through. I'm over there. I'm moving forward. And listen, I told the saints, and it might sound crazy to some people, but I said, listen, when you start saying over the trials, same old trials, 3 and 6 months, come on, you better go visit that thing again, see if you got the problem. Because guess what? At some point, even if the person don't change, if the situation don't change, your attitude should change. After 3 or 6 months, you ought to be honest. Honey, I'm stopping now. I ain't messing with that. I'm going to leave that alone. Some stuff you leave alone and go ahead and give God praise. Why? Because, amen, we are people who trust God. If you trust God, you ain't got to fix everything. He know how to fix it. Mm-hmm. And so he said, I'm going to give you some more. And the good thing about God giving us water in a thirsty time, amen, praise God, that would suffice. Anything that God do is satisfying to me. Mm-hmm. If God would just touch me, it's satisfying. He ain't got to give me a lot of anything. Just touch me, God. Just lay your hands on me. That's great. He said, I will open the rivers in high places and the fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. He's telling us as dry as anybody could be, as anybody can be, if they ask me for help, if they come before me, mm-hmm. if they gather before me, if they understand who I am, I will open the rivers in the high places. Man, I will put the fountain in the midst of the valley. Listen, everybody got to have a valley experience
mm-hmm.
before you have your mountaintop experience. Your valley, amen, determines, amen, praise God, how you going to, amen, abide on that mountain. Because, see, a lot of people say, move this mountain. Don't move, just give me the strength to climb. Oh, no, you ain't got to climb every mountain. Some of you want to speak to and keep it moving because mm-hmm. God is able. He's telling us even in dry land, he offering springs of water. This telling me that God is for the church. The church got to get, amen, closer to God. Let us renew our strength. In other words, let us seek God and ask for his help. Because guess what? Who have wrought all these many blessings, all these great war, amen, praise God, being won? God said, I'm the Lord. I'm the first land. I'm he. I'm the one that did it. God said, I delivered you, Israel, when Nebuchadnezzar had y'all, amen, bound and in captivity. I raised up Cyrus to deliver y'all, and Cyrus let them go back to their homeland. And guess what? When they got over there, they got complacent. Sometimes the church get complacent. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. The church get complacent. And God said, I'm going to raise up this people. I'm going to bless my people. If they are dry, I'm going to send them water. Mm. If they're thirsty, amen, praise God, I will rain on them. So God's telling us, I'm ready to do what you need to be done in your life. I just need you to see by faith and trust me. Don't fear. I will help you. Don't be dismayed. I will strengthen you. Church, it's time to be strengthened. I feel like, amen, look at all the churches that had to close the door because of this pandemic. Do you not know how many other people don't even want to go back to church? Mm. Some of them got so complacent they don't want church. And guess what? And guess what? They stopped doing what they need to do. Amen. Praise God. The way they serving God. Now they done got, amen, complacent. And the thing about it is, most of the people ain't going to go in their churches, but baby, they everywhere else. Lord have mercy. You see masses in the grocery store. You see masses in the department store. You see masses everywhere. I don't know why we don't want to walk into churches with a mask. But I tell you this, amen, to each his own. But I tell you, God said, if we ask for his help and we thirsty, he's going to do it for us. Church, believe me, God got his hands on us. Believe me that God loves us. Believe me, he's doing a great work in the midst of a crucial time in our world. Mm-hmm. I want to tell the church, as Isaiah 40 say, amen, praise God. He said, the young man shall faint and be weary, and the youth of shall be faint and weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord mm-hmm. shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's what God wants us to do. Amen. To trust him. Don't faint now. This is not the hour to faint. Keep praying. Keep seeking God. Knowing that, amen, if you're in a dry place, God's going to water you. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. If you're thirsty, God said, listen, I hear you. Just cry to me. I won't forsake you. I won't leave you. That's what said. I'm not leaving my church in this particular minute. I want my church to keep praying. I want them to understand that I'm the God. If they wait on me, I will renew their strength. Even in difficult times, I'm going to cause them to endure. Even when we in this place, we should be spiritually mounting up. Mm-hmm. Amen. And not getting tired of serving God, not getting tired of living for God. Because why? He's our strength. He's our help. Amen. Hallelujah. We cannot aim away from our place of, amen, praise God, going through. Tribulation going to come. Amen. Persecution going to come. The Bible said all that will live shall suffer persecution. Some more things are coming. You are not used to as Americans, as the Western world. Listen here, we've been so, amen, praise God, acting like God is a sugar daddy till we done, amen, praise God, got so much sweet to our teeth run, amen, praise God, and we can't hardly see straight. Because, amen, we so, amen, hooked up on our own stuff. But there's a God that's saying, return to me with your whole heart, and I will in no wise cast you out. Amen, come unto me, all you that are laden and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I want you to understand, pursuing God and staying in covenant with relationship is what we got to do. It's not a maybe, not a perhaps. We must stay in relationship. We must hold on to the word of God. We must continue in prayer. Don't lose your strength, saints. keep praying. My God, woman of God, keep doing what God is telling you to do when it comes to, amen, his people and bringing us together from time to time. However, it is important. It may not look like it's now. It may not seem like nothing is happening, but God got his eyes on the church. Can I just tell you, man is God, amen, masterpiece. I got to tell you, he made the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees, so we're his most valuable. The Bible said we are more valuable than many sparrows. We are God's prize. We are, amen, God's, amen, masterpiece. We are the jewel of God. So listen here, don't you get away from him. Don't you make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you walk away from him, because he said, I'm going to help you. I'm the Lord. I'm first and last. I'm he. I'm the one that's going to help you. If you're poor and needy, and you're seeking water and you don't find none, just come to me. I hear you. I bring the water. And I appreciate God for everyone, amen, that understands that's our source. Just keep praying. Let's keep seeking God. Don't fear. Don't be dismayed. Amen. He said, I strengthen you. The church needs strength. Leaders need strength. Leaders need, amen, the prayer warriors and the intercessors and those that are on the walls. They keep praying for the leadership, praying for the church. No, people don't. That's work. Real true prayer is labor.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't like labor. Ask women who go in labor. I don't know. No woman say they like labor. I'll be honest. I don't know either. Maybe a few say, oh, I just like to have babies and they have pain. And maybe they like it. I would say, hurry up, because I'm hurting. Because you know why? In this life, when these afflictions and hurt come, it's against the flesh. And the flesh got to come under suggestion. It got to come under the power of the Holy Ghost. We have to bring ourselves to him. We got to present ourselves in prayer. When the flesh don't want to pray, you got to tell it to pray. When it don't want to read, you got to tell it to read. When it don't want to study, you got to say, nah, sit down. Because the Holy Ghost talking. Amen. I bless the Lord. Amen. My heart is full. My soul is it's stirred in this hour because of the time we're living in. And we seeing, amen, a rise of, amen, hatred, a rise of murdering. That's a demon from hell. Amen. That's a sign of chaos. And the church position is we ain't got to do no, amen, political power. We got to, amen, get in the power of God's word and the power of the Holy Ghost and intercede and ask God to intervene. This is our position as believers. Lord, have mercy. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the true people of God that understand we cannot offer him. We need his help. Amen. In the world that we live in, we need the hands of God. If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I forgive the sin. I heal the lame. I believe the Lord is ready to heal the lame. It's going to take the church. Church, are we responsible? Mm. If we're responsible people, then responsible people do responsible things. They get in a place, amen, to seek the face of God. Hey, God, they get in a place to seek the face of God. They cry, God, help us. Deliver our people. Save the lost. Heal the sick. Cast out the devil. God, renew our strength. I need him to renew my strength. God bless you. Amen. I'm encouraging the things that pertain to godliness. I understand that we're in a time a perplexity. So many people, amen, don't know what to do. Some people are scared and fearful because, amen, lives are being taken, amen, praise God, by a people, amen, praise God, a virus, and yet not even seeing how serious it is for us as believers to seek the face of God and continue to ask God to strengthen us. And he said, I will. I'll strengthen you and I will help thee. I will hold thee up with my right hand. And that right hand is power. The right hand of God is his righteousness. The right hand of God is his holiness. The right hand of God, amen, praise God, is his, amen, commandment. What he did, he wrote it on the table of stone and said, Moses, put it down there to it. This is my right hand. These are my instructions. And I believe with all my heart when we begin to do what God tells us, glory, begin to do what God tells us to do. Amen. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear, amen, what come on the face of the earth. We just got to glorify God. Amen. And he shall be glorified. If we don't do it, somebody going to glorify God. Mm-hmm. Amen. I bless the Lord. Glory to God for your listening ears. Amen. People of God, don't get discouraged. But believe me, if we seek the face of God, he's going to help us. If we stay focused on the thing that pertains to the kingdom of God, he's going to, amen, give us the power to stand. Amen. We as a people have, amen, experienced the persecution that the early church, amen, had to endure. But who knows where we going to be before it's over? Because, amen, many of the afflictions, and not only that, the Bible said, they that will live godly shall suffer persecution. That's the thing is coming. Are you in a prayerful place? Can you go to God? It had them threatening. They would go in the fourth chapter of Acts. They would go in prayer. Amen. The prayer was so powerful that it shook the place. Hallelujah. Shook the place so that God, amen, gave them more courage and strength to go out the next day and begin to preach. Let me tell you something. The gospel, preaching of the gospel, is not, amen, a job. You know, because some people just doing it for a paycheck. They're doing it for money. They're doing it for filter lucre. But this gospel is a message of deliverance that goes beyond, amen, your pocketbook. It goes beyond your circumstances. It gets right in the middle of your situation, and it brings deliverance. God bless you. Amen. I thank God. My heart is full, and bless God. I do know, you give a preacher time. They got a lot to say if the Lord puts them in. God bless all of you. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, if you will, pray for the body of Christ Jesus Church. Amen. As we pray, amen, for this, amen, prayer news network to continue to fulfill the will of God in these crucial times. God bless you all. Amen. I just wanted to share this because the Lord put it on my heart. Amen. I asked him, Lord, what could I share with the saints? Amen. He said, you let them know, amen, they got to stay in covenant relationship. Let them know, amen, if they come before me, I'm going to strengthen them. I'm going to hold them up. I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them. If they're poor, if they're dry, if they're thirsty, I'm going to send the water. I'm going to send the blessing. I'm going to send deliverance. Amen. God bless you all. We love you. Amen. My sister, we thank God for Linda have these words to encourage the people of God.
Amen. And we have courage. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. What a word for the people of God in this hour. Amen. So much was said. So much was said. Amen. And I just bless the Lord, woman of God, because we've been here for 144 days, and not one word has duplicated itself. God is not one word has duplicated himself. I'm telling you, God is building. He's doing a work in us, amen. Just a new word, you know, a new brick, new mortar, amen. I'm telling you, he's building us, his people, and this is such a word in this hour. Glory be to God. Amen. It's time for our strength to be renewed. Amen. But then God comes and gives us how. Glory to God. And we must stay in covenant. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. I bless God for this word. We bless God for this word. Amen. Amen. I was getting text messages even as the word was going forth. Amen. As that word was hitting, as that word was convicting. Amen. And I just believe, amen, that we always want to open the door, amen, that perhaps somebody found themselves, maybe as a woman of God in a dry place. Or maybe you found yourself, amen, not in covenant like you should have been. Amen. Glory be to God. And you want to begin again. Amen. Glory be to God. Woman of God, if you would just open the door for them, anyone that desire to, that they can come in and renew their covenant, renew, amen, their strength. Maybe some don't know the Lord. Amen. We've been offering, amen. We've been giving them, we've been offering, amen, the Lord, giving Jesus the world. Amen. There may be someone on the line tonight, if you would. Amen. If you would just open up the platform for them on tonight. Amen. They can press star six, but we give you the platform, woman of God.
Amen. Praise God. Just want to say to every one of you, amen, that don't know the Lord, this is your season, amen, to receive Christ in your life. One of the things, amen, that the enemy wants people to do is to procrastinate.
This is not the hour to procrastinate because, amen, praise God, this is the hour to accept him. He said, the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. And I want to say, if you don't know the Lord, tonight is the night for you to accept Christ in your life. So how do I do that, Pastor? Everyone that come to God, they got to repent for the remission of their sins, because everybody understanding the scripture that we were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity and sin that our mothers conceive us. But let me tell you, the blood of Jesus. Jesus came and died on the cross to save your life. There's nothing you've done that God won't forgive you for. There's nothing, amen, that the cross didn't pay for. The cross paid for everything that you've done. If you ask God to forgive you, he will forgive you, and he authority to seal forgetfulness, never to remember it anymore. Every person got to say, Jesus, if you're there and you don't know him, I want you tonight to say, Jesus, come into my life. I ask you to save me and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Father, I repent of all my sins, and I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that you're the Savior of my life. Come into my life, save my soul, and fill me with the Holy Ghost. Everybody got to come. So I'm saying to you tonight, repent. Repent of being. But, amen, God is sorry for your sin. You're saying, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. And accepting Christ means that I know that you laid down your life. Jesus died. So love the word that God gave his only begotten son. So Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. He laid down his life on Calvary cross to save your life. And his blood that he shed was for your sin. So your sin will be remitted today. Tonight, if you repent and say, Jesus, save my soul, I repent. Amen. I'm telling you, when you repent, amen, heaven rejoices. When you say, God, I'm sorry, come into my life, God changes your position. And I always tell people, when a man repents, sincerely asks God to come into their Christ, to come in their life, and they repent of their sin, you're no longer a sinner. Now you are a believer. You can't continue to walk that walk. You no more a sinner, but now you're a believer, amen, in Jesus Christ, and he will fill you with the Holy Ghost. Everybody, Jesus died. He left, amen, it on record. When he left, amen, and went into the heavens, he, amen, said, I'll send you another comforter. When he told the disciples, I'll send you another comforter, he was talking about the Holy Ghost, and he will come in and abide with you forever. Every one of us that's saved here tonight, they can tell you they had to repent, they had to ask God to come into their life, and they had to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. And I want to encourage every believer who feel like you're on the edge and you haven't been committed or faithful as you were. This is the season to say, Lord, renew my strength. It's no less that. Lord, hallelujah, renew my strength, Lord. Lord, renew my strength. And listen, when you ask him to renew your strength, God, search my heart. Don't get renewed without searching. You got to see what's the problem. Search my heart. Is there anything? That's why David said, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within him, and take not your Holy Spirit. See, when you don't seek him like you're supposed to, when you ain't in your word like you're supposed to believe it, you grieve the Holy Ghost. Now, you don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost. And if you felt like you don't grieve the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord God, renew my strength. Forgive me for grieving the Spirit. You know, there's times when I had to repent and say, Lord, forgive me for being callous. I never intend to do anything wrong, but sometimes you're a little callous about your salvation, and sometimes you get a little complacent. And you feel like, well, I don't need prayer this morning. I'm skipping on out of here. And you can know when the Holy Ghost says, Now, today you didn't get up and pray, so it's something about the Lord. I love him like that. But you know what? He's good. If you came by out and prayed, am I right, daughters of Zion? Your brothers and sisters, you can get in your car and round and talk to him. Honey, on your way to the ladies' room, honey, I get up in the night, I'm walking to the bathroom, I'm saying, Jesus, I love you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You better know you can talk to him. You can talk to him. Learn how to pray, not just on your knees. Learn how to pray outside of your knees. Learn how to pray when you're going to get in the car.
Learn how to pray when you're getting out of the car. Learn how to pray when you're approaching stores and places that you ain't been, because things are changing now. You have to be alert in the Holy Ghost. You have to be alert in the Holy Ghost. Things are changing in our world, and we've got to be alert. So let us, amen, as believers, I pray for the strength of this people, Lord. I pray for the strength of the saints. God, I pray for the prayer warriors. I pray for those that are sitting on the wall. I pray for the intercessors, God. Lord, that you would stir us up, God. That our eyes will be open. Our ears will be open to you, Lord. That you would stir us again, God. Stir us, God, in consecration. God, stir us in consecration. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it takes, wake us up, God. Don't let us sleep in dangerous times. God, don't let us, God, be, God, careless and unconcerned. God, give us a grace. God, give us a will to do thy will. Give us a hunger and a thirst, God. Hallelujah. Give us thirst. Give us that hunger. Hallelujah. My soul magnifies you, Jesus. Give us thirst, God. Give us, oh, God, let my soul hunger for you. Let my soul, God. Oh, God, help me, Lord, the thirst, God. God, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so let my soul panteth out of thee after thee, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Help us to go forward. God, help us to go forward. In Jesus' name, remove every hindrance. I pray against every hindrance to every believer who is going to focus in prayer. I decree and declare tonight that the believers will focus in prayer, that we will seek your face, God, morning, noon, and night. God, we will prevail. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me to prevail. Help me to bring forth. Help me to push, Lord. Help me to push. I want to push, Lord. Help me. Help me to push.
We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord.
amen, for this word on tonight. We bless God for the woman of God. Amen, Pastor Wilhelmina. Amen, Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. Glory be to God. Come in to let us know, people of God, that we must stay in covenant relationship with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. This word, amen, full, glory be to God, of wisdom and knowledge that brings us to understanding, amen, and stir our spirit, amen, to stir, glory to God, amen, to stir up and cause us to look at, amen, where we stand, cause us to look at, glory be to God, our relationship with the Lord, amen, glory to God. So we thank God for this word on tonight, amen. What a word, what a word. Glory to God, amen, spoke to our spirit, spoke to our soul. Glory to God, amen. If we're thirsty, if we need to be revived, glory be to God, amen. The Lord did it tonight. He did it tonight by his word. Glory be to God. And even as the scripture declares, he that has an ear to hear, amen, hear what the Spirit has said unto us tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord is saying, even as a woman of God, amen, will say, it's time to draw near unto him. If there was ever a time, people of God, for us to draw near, glory be to God, that time is right now. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for this word. We thank God for his promises unto us, his people in this word. Glory be to God. Amen. Causing us, giving us an opportunity, amen, that we can get in place and that we can get in position. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, because deliverance is coming to the church. Amen. Deliverance to cause us to be, amen, where God has ordained us to be. Glory to God, not to the right, not to the left, glory be to God, but for us to be right where God has called us to be. Amen. God is raising up his people. Glory be to God. We have a work to do. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, at the core, at the thrust, amen, it's going to take prayer. It's going to take much prayer, people of God. It's going to take much, much prayer. Amen. So we got to get in position. Glory to God. We must get in position. Glory to God. For we see the world. We see the condition of the world. Glory to God. And people of God, if ever there was a time that we needed to pray, glory to God, that time is now. That time is in the present. That time is right now. Amen. So we thank God again for the woman of God. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. I'm telling you, amen, what a word, what a word, what a word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, the word of God is just right all by itself. Amen. At the time it was declared, glory be to God, it's still right. Amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for the word. Amen. How he shines light. Glory be to God on those dark places in our minds and calls us to see as God would have us to see. Amen. Because we're the children of light. We're not the children of darkness. Amen. Glory be to God. We may have been born in sin, but we don't have to die in sin. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God again, people of God. We just want to let you know, again, as we mentioned earlier, amen, that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. You can get a copy. Amen. All you have to do is text us on tonight. Glory be to God. We have two numbers. Glory to God. That first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, for our international listeners, you can certainly text us via WhatsApp. Amen. Glory to God. And that number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. All that are listening, amen, via Blog Talk, glory to God, via Blog Talk Radio, Amen, Jesus. You can certainly leave us a comment out there, or if you would like to get a copy, glory to God, several of you are able to download from Blog Radio. Amen, Jesus. But if in the event you can't, glory to God, just leave us a message. Leave us a message, and we will certainly get the broadcast to you. For those that are listening, amen, glory to God, via, amen, our Facebook page, our Prayer News Network Facebook page, amen, which is live, amen, being broadcasted live. Please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and send out a copy. You can send it via Messenger, or you can send it, glory to God, tag somebody on it, glory to God. But in any way, by any means necessary, please, sir, please, ma'am, help us to get the word out. Amen. Help us to get this word out. Amen. To the people of God. Again, we just give God thanks. We give God praise again. Amen. For God's messenger on tonight. Amen. Jesus. Glory be to God. Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. Amen. Such a sound word. Such a sound word. And we thank God for her, for sounding the alarm on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Declare then and declare now. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. Again, we thank God for each of you people of God for taking the time out to come and be with us. Glory to God. And as always, we are mindful. Amen. As the churches are going back into their schedules. Amen. So we are certainly mindful of that. Amen, Jesus. And we are certainly endeavoring not to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Because we're not still as we were, amen, during the pandemic. So we realize that responsibilities, amen, have you to go here and there and to, amen, take care of your business. But we thank God again for you, amen, for coming to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. On tonight, amen, Jesus. We pray that the Lord will bless immensely in the services on tomorrow, your several services. Glory be to God. Amen. We just pray that prayer right now. Amen. That the Lord would have his way. Amen. Glory be to God. So if you would bring your hearts and your minds in, glory be to God. Amen. On tonight, glory to God, as we pray our closing prayer on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We honor and we glorify you this night. We thank you for your word. We're thanking you tonight for your messenger, even now, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bless the woman of God. Bless her immensely. Bless her ministry, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, bless her home. Bless her household. Bless her household. Bless her children on tonight, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Continue to lead her. Continue to guide her. Continue to strengthen her, oh God, even in this hour, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God. We ask that you bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh God, from this time, even forevermore. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your touch on tonight. Thank you for what you've done, oh God, for the people of God. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless you. Glory be to God. Thank you for stirring us on tonight, oh God, that we would be mindful of our relationship with thee, that we would be mindful, oh God, of covenant, glory to God, that you promised unto us. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless, honor, and glorify you. Glory to God for all of your goodness, glorifying you for all of your grace. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the work that you've begun in each and every one of us. We thank you tonight. Glory be to God, for you're the orchestrator. We thank you on tonight, oh God, for you're the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for the work that you've begun in each and every one of us. We thank you, glory to God, for you certainly have an expected end. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, glory be to God, for leading us and guiding us and directing us, oh God, in the way that you would have us to go. And Father, we're asking you on tonight to cover us. Cover each and every one of us on tonight. Cover us and shield us, glory to God. Cover us in your shed blood. We're asking, oh God, that you would seal your word, glory to God, in our hearts. Seal your word into our hearing on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking this night to cause your glory to rest upon us, your people. Cause your glory to kahabosha. Cause your glory to seal us on tonight, oh God, and protect us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your precious word. Thank you for your precious word on tonight. Help us tonight, oh God, to govern ourselves accordingly in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise. And we're thanking you right now, oh God, for what you have. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for blessing, oh God, the congregation on tomorrow. Thank you for blessing the fellowship. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, move, oh God, by your spirit. Move by your choice anointing even now. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, hiya. Glory to God. We come against principalities and powers, oh God, that will come to try to set upon, that will come, oh God, to try to hinder your move in the high, oh God, in the church. Glory to God, in the body of Christ. But Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for sweet victory. We thank you on tonight for your born-again believers, oh God, that go, that shall come, that shall assemble themselves. Oh God, hallelujah. Glory to God, your covenant people, oh God, coming seeking a word from you, coming seeking a touch from you. Glory to God, not just for themselves, but for the body of Christ at large. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your great salvation. We thank you tonight, glory be to God, for your deliverance, your people. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, that your people shall not go and return the same. But Father, we thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Obosheha. We thank you on tonight, Ikaraba. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for touching your people. Thank you for delivering your people. Father, we honor you. We glorify you, Obosha. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We praise you in advance. We praise you in advance. We count it already done. We thank you. We praise you for the answers. We thank you for setting your people free. Thank you for setting your people free. Free in their mind, free in their soul, free of circumstances, oh God, that the enemy seeks to hold them. But we thank you on tonight for breaking every chain and destroying every yoke. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. Our hearts on tonight give you praise. Our hearts on tonight give you glory. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, God, in your precious name, Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us, oh, God, in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. And we declare as sons of God, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God that you've made us overcomers. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight for the victory. Oh, God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you for the victory, oh God, that you've given to us, your people. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We do now bind up the hand of the enemy. We bind his every work even now in the precious name of Jesus. We declare and we decree as sons of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We declare and we decree on tonight that we have the victory, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We declare and we decree it on tonight, and so it is. And Father, for this, we thank you. We bless you. We praise you. In your precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, glory be to God. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Glory be to God. And we just want to open the line on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. For the covenant people, amen. We want you to give God, amen, a praise on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, people of God, come on back tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We know that, amen, there will be service, amen, in several, amen, houses of worship. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we don't want the work to fall. Amen. But we want you, people of God, amen, to tell somebody about the PNN. Glory to God. Come on back tomorrow night. Amen, to hear the conclusion of the matter. Amen. So at this time, we're going to open the lines. Glory be to God. And we want you to give God a praise on tonight before you leave the line. Glory be to God. Just give God a praise. Praise him for the word.
All participants are unmuted.
Glory to God. Come on and give him praise for the word on tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on and give him praise. Give him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
All participants are unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
God bless you, people of God. And again, don't forget to send a copy to someone else. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Here at this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God.
Prove the doubt, because you're still my answer. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you have won again. Anybody need the power of the Lord tonight? Let the power fall. We just need it all. Move it down, Lord.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.